So let's now come to the second part of this chapter, where we want to talk about communication media. And we will start with a discussion on optical fibers. To talk about optical fibers, we will consider Snell's law. Let's look at two materials with two different diffraction coefficients. So what happens if the diffraction coefficient N2 is smaller than the diffraction coefficient N1? Then a beam will come into N2 and bend towards the material N1 again with diffraction index N1. So we see now if the angle of incidence alpha 1 is high enough, then we can in fact make the beam stay into the inner material, so the fiber part with diffraction index N1. And that's the idea of an optical fiber indeed. So if we switch to the next slide, we can then keep the beams into the inner fiber with diffraction index N1. And here we also have still a protective coating to protect the fiber. Then, what happens now with the beams inside the fiber? The ones that have the good initial angle of attack will remain into the fiber and go along their way towards the receiver. But what do we see? All these beams follow, in fact, different paths, and the distance towards the receiver is a bit different for all of them. Even if we consider the graded index material, where the difference in refraction indexes isn't made that abrupt, we have a smoother bending of the beams, but still the distances that they, the beams have to go from sender to receiver are different. And this will give rise to something that is called dispersion. And because of the dispersion, these fibers will have a limited bandwidth distance product, which means that if these fibers are long in distance, that the bandwidth that we can use on these fibers remains limited. Let's now look at this phenomenon that is called dispersion. So if this is an impulse of light that we give at the entry of such a fiber, what we see is because the beams all have different distances to go from sender to receiver, there is a dispersion of the pulse towards something that is larger, let's say, in time. Therefore, the typical bandwidth distance products are mentioned over here. So to avoid this dispersion phenomenon, which limits the distance bandwidth product, they also invented monomode fibers. Monomode fibers have very small diameters. The diameter of such a monomode fiber must be smaller than 5 micron. And then there will be only one propagation mode possible, and we will avoid the dispersion phenomenon, meaning that we can now reach enormous bandwidth distance products. And an example is here, 10 gigabit per second over 500 kilometer optical sections. And this is a number reached in 1995. Then a new way of multiplexing is called wave domain multiplexing. So multiplexing is the art of carrying several logical information streams on one single physical channel, be it, for example, an optical fiber. And in fact, here, the different logical channels are represented by different colors, so different wavelength, which corresponds to wavelengths for the light. And in fact, you see here 40 colors carrying each 10 gigabit per second, or 80 colors each carrying 2.5 gigabit per second are now commercially available. Then a small word on the principles of optical amplifiers. Indeed, the transistor is the way to amplify an electrical phenomenon, but here we want to also amplify the light in a fiber. How can this be done? Well, we send the photons or the light beam through an erbium-doped fiber in this loop, and in fact the erbium will be excited via a laser, and when the light falls in from here, they will make the excited erbium atoms come back into their normal state. And why they fall back? They emit light that will be in synchronism and with the same wavelength than the light that came into the loop. The same wavelength, because they, that is realized by choosing erbium as material which has then the right energy level to create the right wavelength. Okay. Then, the idea of optical switching. So we see, in fact, light beams falling into what we can call a mirror. It's a kind of mirror. And then, in fact, the position of the mirror can be changed such that we can direct the beam to where it has to go. It's a kind of optical routing, let's say, to send the light beam in the right direction. And these small mirrors are produced in silicon, and they can be directed towards the right direction by using an electrical field. And this is explained in the underneath part of the slides. If you are very interested in this kind of technology, you can in fact read an article in IEEE Communication magazine about this very new optical technology, which will become maybe very important and very and mainly used in the future, because all these new components are under development today. So let's now come back from the optical materials into the electronic materials again, and a look at coaxial cables. So, coaxial cable, we see how it is constructed, and we see an inner conductor isolated from an outer conductor via an insulator, and this whole construction protected again with protective coating. So here you see the yellow protective coating, the outer conductor, the isolating material, and here an inner conductor. On such a medium, we can reach transmission rates up to gigabit per second. Of course, the distances must then also be kept limited, because of course you have electrical attenuation underway. Another cheaper medium to carry electrical signals is a twisted pair. So why are these wires twisted? It's in fact because if you was just put one wire next to another, this would be a kind of antenna, would grasp the electromagnetic fields that are in the air, and then the electromagnetic fields would create a voltage or extra currents in these wires, which have nothing to do with the real signal that you put on them. If you twist them, you see that the electromagnetic fields that are present, that they are in opposite directions in these, they create voltages of opposite directions in the wires, and as such we could say that they are inhibited if we twist the wires. So the performance of such twisted pairs is highly dependent on the cable quality, but in fact transmission speeds can of 100 megabit per second can be reached on these kinds of media, if the distances are limited to in the order of 100 meters.